Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is G Wright, your host at the Heart of Love Radio Show. We are up in the house today, and today is Thursday, the 15th of November, 2005. You know what? God is so good, y'all. It's so good to be here. We come to you live. I have a special guest coming tonight. So if you're listening, know that I'm expecting you to actually come out and actually say something. All right? All right. Well, I'm not, you know, this show is designed to be a show that's going to encourage you, that's going to give you those inspirational boosts or inspirational bursts of energy. You know, I'm energized because God is good. Tonight, you know, talk about finding peace, the last segment. Tonight, you say, not sermon or whatever, is accept God's covenant. And I'm coming from Ezekiel, chapter 34, verses 25 to 31. I will make a covenant of peace with them and rid the land of wild beasts so that they may live in the desert and sleep in the forest in safety. I will bless them and the places surrounding my hill. I will send down showers in season. There will be showers of blessing. The trees of the field will yield their fruit and the ground will yield its crops. The people will be secure in their land. They will know that I am the Lord when I break the bars of their yoke and rescue them from the hands of those who enslaved them. They will no longer be plundered by the nations, nor will wild animals devour them. They will live in safety, and no one will make them afraid. I will provide for them a land renowned for its crops, and they will no longer be victims of famine in the land or bear the scorn of the nations. Then they will know that I, the Lord their God, am with them, and that they, the house of Israel, are my people, declares the sovereign Lord. You, my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, are our people, and I am your God, declares the sovereign Lord. You know, the good thing about this, guys, is that God is saying how sovereign he is, he will be in our lives. So I wanted to encourage you today to accept God's covenant. And throughout this program series tonight, I'm going to give you different points. First of all, God will make a covenant of peace with his people. He wants you to dwell in peace. How many of you believe that? God really wants you to have peace. No matter what you're going through, he wants you to have peace. He wants you to live in peace. God will destroy the works of the devil in your life. Different things might be going crazy right now. But when you accept God's covenant, his promise, that covenant is a promise if you guys don't know. If you accept that promise and that covenant, God will destroy the works of the devil in your life. And God will cause wild animals to leave you alone. There might be some wild animals. There might be some wild people in your life. But God will cause them to leave you alone. Glory, y'all just don't know. You know what? For this, we have a reason to rejoice. Again, this is the Heart of Love Radio Show, and I'm your host, G. Wright. And tonight, I'm coming from Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 25 through 31. You know, I'm going to have some good music, inspirational boosts of energy to give you energy and to encourage you through whatever you're going through. And this is a music show as well with some great and interesting and intriguing interviews. This is, Again I Say Rejoice by Israel and New Breed. If you have a reason to rejoice, y'all, this is the day to do it.
Somebody lift up.
Amen. Amen. Sometimes, you guys, you just have to rejoice. You know, the second point tonight is God will make your enemies a blessing to you. God will make the wild animals and all around his hill a blessing. God will take those things that those people who talk about you, those people who say that you're never going to amount to anything, and God can change their minds, and they end up being a blessing to you instead of a cursing. Just know that no matter what you're going through, that God can, he will make your enemies a blessing to you. He will allow the showers to come down in his season, those showers of blessings. You might be going through some things, and it might seem like you're going through a crunch, but how many of you know that God will shower his blessings on you in due season if you don't weep? I mean, if you don't faint and grow weak, God will do that. You know, I have people in my office. I appreciate their input. They help me out, you know. But this is new. This online radio show is new to me. But hosting a radio show is not new. I host 1420, the Heart of Love radio show, on 1420 a.m. every second and third Saturday from 2 to 2:30 p.m. And, feel free to hit me up here at the studio, 646-595-4311. 646-595-4311. I'm your host, G. Wright. Also, feel free to check me out on MySpace at myspace.com/GWrightSing. And then at my official website, GWrightOnline.com. You know, we all try to envision what heaven's going to be like. But we know that that's going to be a time where we're going to be praising God and worshiping the Creator. And C.C. Winans brings it to us like this in his song, A Place Like This.
Let's go. Welcome to paradise. I know you want a place like this.
Yeah.
You want a place like this.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
That's right.
Like this. Do you wanna go?
Yeah.
just like this again.
Place like this. You know what? You know, the thing about it, I know that people are just going through so much, but it's time for rejoicing. And you know, right now, callers, we actually have a call in to the studio. So hold on. Hello, this is G. Wright. You're live on the Heart of Love radio show.
Hey, G. Wright.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm good. You know who this is?
No.
No?
Well, please identify yourself. You're live on the radio.
Oh, okay. All right. This is Debbie. I'm from Latonia.
Okay. How you doing, Debbie?
I'm doing good.
You're enjoying the music so far?
Yes, I am.
Oh, cool, cool. So what's going on with you in your world?
Well, I'm just sitting back, relaxing after a long day. And just enjoying the Heart of Love.
All right, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's I'd like to request a song.
Okay.
Love is a Miracle.
Okay, and who is the artist?
That artist is G. Wright, the one and only.
Okay, Debbie.
He's a fantastic artist, up and coming.
Yes. You know what? You know, Debbie, you know what?
Yeah.
We can never talk without laughing. You know that, right?
Yeah, that's true. But I'll try to keep from laughing. You're more laughing.
Oh, you can go ahead and laugh.
Now you know who it is.
No, right? Now, guys, she's up here trying to act all serious.
Yeah. I'm just going to continue on, enjoy my evening, looking at the fire, and,
okay.
And going to chill by Love is a Miracle, because it definitely is a miracle.
Oh, you know, I got nothing but love for you, Debbie.
All right, same here. God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Guys, you know, I tell you, Debbie and I, you know, she's trying to talk all serious. I know she's laughing right now, but I'm going to play the song Love is a Miracle. Because the love that God blesses us with, it is truly a miracle. And this is Love is a Miracle, featuring Avery Huntington. Listen to the Heart of Love radio show on Blog Talk Radio. I want to hear from you, 646-595-4311. It goes out to you, Debbie.
Say,
Tonight, we're coming from Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 25 to 31. We're talking about accepting God's covenant. First point tonight, God wants you to live in peace. Point two, God will make your enemies a blessing to you. Point number three, God will restore his people. Are you listening to me right now? God will restore his people. In verse 27 of Ezekiel 34, it says, "The trees of the field will yield their fruit, and the ground will yield its crops. The people will be secure in their land. They will know that I am the Lord when I break the bars of their yoke and rescue them from the hands of those who enslaved them." God will restore his people. I don't know about you, but I feel like shouting up in here because God will restore his people. It says that the tree of the field shall yield her fruit. The earth shall yield her increase, and you shall be safe in your own land. All this happens when you accept God's covenant. You know, when I think about God's love, I think that His love is just so great and it's so profound. And it's just something. God loves us even while we were still sinners. You know, and still we have to always continue to go to Lord and repent for our sins and ask for forgiveness. And when I think about his love, I think about this song that Jay Moss had written, and it was on his CD that's available right now. It's called Abundantly. I want you to listen to the words of this song. Then I want you to tell me, call in. Let me know how you feel after listening to that song. This is G Wright, 646-595-4311. The Heart of Love Radio Show.
It would be like the sky that's never sunny. It would be like the bee that can't make honey. Or maybe like the falling snow that never melts. Like always hearing of your touch, but never felt. It's like the vase that holds no flowers. Never wanna sleep without you. Never wanna wake without you. I never wanna part with life abundantly. Never take a chance without you. Cause I'll never do my best without you. I never want to leave this life abundantly.
Hallelujah.
It would be like the game that has no end. Like knowing love's behind the door you cannot enter. Like knowing joy's in a morning that never comes.
Kinda like
what life would be if God didn't send his son. It's kind of like a heart when the love flowing through it. I never will see without you. No, no. And I never wanna. I never do my best without you.
Oh, Father.
Never wanna leave abundantly. I never, never, never wanna sleep without you. No morning do I wanna wake up without you touching me with the doubts of your grace. Is I hate really nothing without you. Leave this life abundantly. Since you came in my life, you're the source of my abundant living.
Again, this is G Wright. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show on blogtalkradio.com. This is Thursday, November the 15th. I want to hear from you, 656-595-4311. That was Abundantly by Jay Moss. You know, I can just listen to the song over and over and over and over again. You know, do you ever have songs like that that you can just listen to over and over and over again? You know, tonight we are talking about accepting God's covenant and the blessings that come from accepting God's covenant. God will make a covenant of peace. You know, sometimes I hear people talking about this, their various situations in their lives. I hear them talking about the relationships and about financial things that they're going through. But how many of you know that God will create that covenant of peace? And, you know, think about this. You put your trust in Him, and you place that trust on Him, and you believe that God's going to do what He said He's going to do in your life. You're going to see God move in your life. It just takes having that faith the size of a mustard seed. Again, we're coming from Ezekiel 34, verses 25 to 31. If you are trying to call in, please give me a couple seconds. We're having a little technical difficulties, but God is good. First point, again, God wants you to live in peace. Point two, God will make your enemies a blessing to you. Point three, God will restore you. The next point is that you will and you shall recognize God as your Lord. You know, something happens when you actually recognize God as your Lord. Sometimes we just call God and say, God, you're my Lord. But do we really, really realize what it really means to call Him your Lord? That means that you're going to be praying to God for direction in your life. You know, in everything you do, you're going to be praying and seeking God's way, not just what you desire to do, but, Lord, I really want to be in your will. So I'm going to recognize you as Lord. I'm going to trust in what you put place in my heart, and I'm trust the things that you begin to show me. You know, think about that. You begin to recognize God as your Lord because he broke the bands of your yoke. God is God all by himself. But when God frees you and you know that you could not have done it, but by his grace and by his mercy, you're going to recognize him and place him as your Lord. And you're going to see him as your Lord. You know, the next point, you should recognize God as your Lord because God delivered you from those who used you. You know, it's amazing how God works. And once you accept him as his and his covenant, he begins to open up doors for you. And you begin to say, you know, I'm going to just put my trust in you and only you, Lord. It's amazing to see how God will work in your life. This is just amazing. I don't know about you, but I do want to hear from you and what you feel as far as accepting God's covenant and whether or not how you've seen the Lord move in your life. Again, that number is 656-595-4311. Accepting God's covenant is our talk and point of conversation tonight, and I've been getting some good emails and IM instant messages from people. So I just want to say thank you for those who are actually listening in, because this is not just a music show or venue. But I want you guys to be touched through these words of inspiration, through the music, and through the interviews. It looks like we're back in business. And coming up next is a song that's really close to my heart. It's a song from my upcoming CD. This entitled Consecrated for You. And just give you a little history. It's like a prayer and request to God that he will consecrate my life so he can use me for his glory. I don't know what you're going through personally right now, but for me, you know, I just want to be used. I just want to be a willing vessel that God can use for his glory. So coming up right now, is consecrated for you.
Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gift and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. I know I can come to you, Lord. I know I can come. So I come, Lord, with a humble heart, knowing you here. I know you were here. Everyone. And so want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my, let it be. Take my mind, let it be. Take my life, let it be. Take my heart, Lord, let it be. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you.
Hey man, this is G. Wright. You're listening to a Hot Enough Radio Show. The number is 656-595-4311. And tonight we're talking about accepting God's covenant. You know, this song, I can just, this is one of those songs as well that I just play over and over and over again. You know, the thing, it's like this. Once you put it all in the Lord's hands and you just trust in Him, and you trust and put your faith in Him and His Word, and you read the Bible and you pray every day and you spend time with God, you will definitely see your life change. Again, each show is a little different. You know, sometimes you'll hear me laughing. You know, you hear some of my guests come on and they're laughing and we're having a great time. Then you have shows like this show tonight. You know, it's something about having that desire to really feel God's presence. Then the next song that I'm actually about to play is a song from one of the legendary gospel artists, sister groups. The Clark Sisters. This is Jackie Clark Chisholm's All of God. And the song is called All of God. And I tell you, this is a CD that, you know, I hope they really do push, because this CD is very hot. This is All of God by Jackie Clark Chisholm. All of God, fall on me. That's just a little bit, just give you a little taste of that song, All of God, fall on me. You know, the thing about it is, about this is this. Just knowing that God can, you know, that he's able, you know, that he will not keep any good thing from his children. You know, I just want to stay in God's presence just because of who he is. And whenever you're going through something, it's so good to just know that God cares. You know, and the thing about this is this, I want you to know that there is someone who loves you. There's someone who loves you. This is a track that I had done on the Jesus Project a few years ago. And it's titled, There's Someone Who Loves You. This is G. Wright, your host of the Heart of Love Radio Show. 646-595-4311. Know that there's someone who loves you. Jesus stands through of your heart. He's knocking. Hear his voice, let him in. He'll come in. He will stay. Stay right there with where you are and bring you out. His love is always true.
while I frown for what you said. Don't you know you're not alone? There's someone up above. He's looking down on you. Pick up that long face, wipe his tears, wipe them away. Joy is here, peace is here, love is here. Hear me.
There's someone who loves you. God loves you. And behold, Jesus stands at the door of your heart. He's knocking. Will you let him in? Will you accept God's covenant? We're talking about from Ezekiel 34, verses 25-31. God will make a covenant with his people. You know, he wants you to dwell in peace. If you don't have any peace right now, just believe that God wants you to have peace. He will destroy the works of the devil in your life. God will cause wild animals to leave you alone. God will make your enemies a blessing to you. God will make the wild animals and all around his hill a blessing. He will allow the showers to come down in his season. We're talking about showers of blessing. God will restore you. The tree of the field will yield her fruit. The earth shall yield her increase. You shall be safe in your own land. You shall recognize God as your Lord, because God broke the bands of your yoke, because God delivered you from those who used you. You shall be God's flock, and shall become God's flock again. You know, you won't be afraid of those who made you afraid before. God will raise you up. No more hunger. No more shame. God will raise you up. You know, the good thing about the Lord, once you spend a time with God, you accept his covenant of peace, and you begin to put him first in your life. You begin to spend that time in prayer. You begin to spend the time reading the Word of God. You begin to spend the time just meditating on his goodness and on his Word. You're going to see God move in your life, and God will raise you up. You know, he'll take away your shame. And here's Hezekiah Walker's view on that. He's able. He's able. Be right to our Love Radio Show, 646-595-4311. Just know that God is able.
Whenever I call him, right on time. Whenever I need him, by my side. I don't have to worry, cause God's in control, and I know that he's able. Situation stressing you. You don't know just what to do. Just keep on praying. God is in control, and I know that he's able to see you through. I know he's able to see you through.
He's able.
He promised.
And his word is true.
He is able. I feel like shouting again. I tell you, God is able. You know, Eddie Baltrip, he put it like this. He said, try him.
How many of y'all know that the Lord will make a way out of nowhere? Well, if you believe that, make some noise.
Guys, listening to the Heart of Love Radio. I'm your host, G. Wright. Check me out every Tuesday and Thursday from 7:30 to 8:30 here on Blog Talk Radio. Check me out at 14:20 a.m. WAQB coming Saturday from 2 to 30. G. Wright Online.com. Search my CD at www.cdbaby.com/G. Wright. Thanks for coming on tonight. Thanks for listening. Thanks for your comments and for your emails. And God bless y'all. God bless y'all again. This is G. Wright closing out the Heart of Love Radio Show. Let the Heart of Love be your catalyst that takes you to the next level of God. God bless y'all. Thanks again for calling in. Thank you for your emails. And have a great, great night and weekend. See you next Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. God bless.